Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Update number 43 for the week of September 17, 2007.
With us today is Teresa Sedmak, president of Everbright, Inc. in Reno, Nevada. Everbright is a manufacturer of clear coats, including Everbright Protective Coating and Protect-A-Clear. Thanks for joining us, Teresa.
Thanks, Kate. We're really happy for the opportunity.
Now, at Finishing.com, we get inquiries about clear coating nearly every day. Could you tell us briefly what clear coating is about and why it's used?
Sure. You know, Kate, there are so many uses for clear coatings. Most of the uses I'm aware of protect the substrate by sealing out oxygen, sunlight, salt, and other elements that can corrode, oxidize, and tarnish the metal substrate. There are also two-part coatings that must be baked on or that are cross-linked. For example, most new cars these days have a clear coating on them. These must be applied in a controlled environment with specialized equipment and are very durable but not very user-friendly. Clear coatings are used to protect metal and can be used to restore the color and luster of faded and chalky painted metals like aluminum siding or architectural anodized aluminum or metal buildings. Clear coats can also be used to prevent tarnish, patina, and corrosion on copper, bronze, brass, and silver. They can even be used to lessen the problem of fingerprints or smudges on stainless steel refrigerators. Clear coats protect the substrate and make them easier to maintain. Everbright manufactures one-part, user-friendly clear coatings that can be easily applied in the field without specialized equipment or a controlled environment. Unlike the two-part coatings or coatings that must be baked on, Everbright coatings are not cross-linked, so they could be easily removed if a mistake is made and needs to be fixed. They're self-annealing, which means they blend to themselves. So if an area is missed, a new coat could go over it and blend in, and the mistake will not be visible.
And if we understand your website, you offer at least two types of clear coats, namely Everbright Protective Coating and Protect-A-Clear. What are the basic differences that suggest that one would be better than the other for a particular application?
Well, Everbright and Protect-A-Clear are very similar in that they're both one-part clear protective coatings that require no mixing, so there's no waste. They also will remain flexible when the substrate expands or contracts, so they will not crack or chip. They will also never yellow. Both coatings are primarily designed for metal, although they can be used on other substrates. All Everbright coatings are food safe once they are cured, so they are safe for use on jewelry or in kitchens. Everbright protective coating is used to restore and protect both painted and unpainted metals from corrosion, oxidation, fading, and tarnish. Everbright is primarily recommended for exterior uses. It has extra UV protection and extra antioxidants in it. Everbright is a thicker coating for extra protection on painted or anodized architectural metal. It will also bring back the color and luster on faded metal. Protect-A-Clear is a thinner, harder coating with resins that are extra salt and chlorine resistant, so use on metal around pools, in a marine environment, or even on wheels that get driven through road salts. Protect-A-Clear is also recommended when a harder, more scratch-resistant coating is desired, like on railings or other metals that get a lot of handling. Protect-A-Clear is also good for interior use because the smell is gone in about 30 minutes. We have customers who coat interior stainless steel, copper range hoods, or elevators, and they don't want a solvent smell lingering for days.
Are there any general guidelines to tell us what finishes can be restored with Everbright Protective Coating or Protect-A-Clear versus when it's too late to expect these coatings to fix the finish?
You know, there are definitely substrates that cannot be restored. If there's no pigment left on the surface or the paint is down to bare metal, a clear coating could still protect that metal, but it won't restore the color. One example are stop signs. Once that red paint is faded, it's gone and it won't come back. There is an easy test for painted or anodized metal to see how the metal will look when it is coated. Clean an area with some mild soap and water and rinse it. Take a look at it when it's wet. If it looks good when it's clean and wet, then the Everbright coatings would restore the color and luster. And if it's too shiny, we do have satin coatings available. If you wanted to try Everbright or Protect-A-Clear, we do have trial kits in sizes as small as 4-ounce cans available so they could test the coating for the project. And if it doesn't work, we do have a money-back guarantee. Now, metals like copper, brass, silver will need to be polished first to remove the tarnish, and then the Everbright coatings can be applied to the metals to preserve the level of patina or to keep it really nice and shiny.
And how can people reach you if they are interested in Everbright clear coating technologies?
Well, we have a website. It's renewmetal.com, R-E-N-E-W-M-E-T-A-L.com. Or we can be reached at 1-800-304-0566 during normal business hours, Pacific time. And we encourage people to contact us if they have any questions or if they just want to discuss their project and find out what's the best thing for them to use. And you get a real person when you call. You don't get lost in voicemail. And, of course, you can always find us on finishing.com.
And we thank you for that. And I can see that there are a good number of potential applications for these clear coats, but maybe you could quickly give us a couple of examples of successful restorations.
Sure. You know, just last month, Everbright was applied on the world's largest standing bronze lion, which was cast in a foundry near Sacramento, California, and it was made for Queen's University in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is magnificent. If you wanted to see a picture, you could look at queens.edu, and it's right there on their website. It's beautiful. And Everbright has also restored anodized aluminum on the U.S. Bank Building in Las Vegas, which is black anodized aluminum. And satin Everbright is being used on a beautiful metal wallpaper being manufactured in Nepal. And Everbright's also been used to restore thousands of metal buildings and hundreds of thousands of metal roll-up doors at self-storage facilities and other commercial buildings, as well as individual garage doors and aluminum siding. Protect-A-Clear is being used to prevent fingerprints on stainless steel appliances and to protect railings. It's also being used to prevent tea staining or corrosion on stainless steel around swimming pools. We had one gentleman who found us on finishing.com who was spending 8 hours a week cleaning stainless steel around the school Olympic-sized swimming pool, including the starting blocks and railings. And after application of Protect-A-Clear, he now has a lot of extra time for his other duties. There's also a great many marine applications as well to protect the aluminum and stainless steel on boats from salt corrosion and oxidation.
Well, thanks for taking the time to educate us on this, Teresa. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to let you close with a reminder to listeners of how they can reach you.
Thank you, Kate. It's been my pleasure. And I hope it helps your listeners a little bit understand clear coatings. And we welcome their phone calls at 800-304-0566, or they could visit us at renewmetal.com, and they could always find us on finishing.com.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kate, and thanks, Teresa. If any of our advertisers listening to this would like to practice the enlightened capitalism of educating our listeners about a topic, please call us at 732-477-1447 and we'll arrange a telephone interview with you.
This is the calendar of events through the end of September. On September 18th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will hold a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Larry Ryan of Atotech will be speaking about systems for optimizing process chemistry. On September 18th through the 20th, FinEx 07 will be taking place at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sponsored by the finishing industry's leading trade associations, FinEx 07 will provide a wide range of technical conference sessions alongside an expo floor covering everything from liquid coatings, powder coatings, electro coatings, plating, porcelain enamel, pretreatment, and curing. Please visit the calendar page to listen to my interview with the organizer of the event, Ann Goyer of Goyer Management. On September 19th, the Metal Finishers Association of Southern California will be sponsoring the Department of Toxic Substances Control's Model Shop Program, dealing with compliance assistance and pollution prevention at Grace E. Simons Lodge in Los Angeles, California, followed by annual refresher training of on-site wastewater treatment tiered permitting and dinner at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On September 21st and 22nd, AESF Regional Conference, hosted by the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF, will be taking place at Doubletree Inn in Seattle, Washington. On September 23rd through the 25th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference will be taking place at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. The 2007 event will focus on training for the practical applications of powder coating, plating, and waste treatment processes. TED's interview with Paul Fisher, the organizer of the event, is available on the calendar page. On September 24th and 25th, Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, is available on the calendar page. On September 27th, there will be a joint CMFI-AESF member meeting at Coletti's Restaurant in Chicago, Illinois, with updates on business climate in Illinois by Mike Holwinski and NASF by Jolie Zach. And on September 28th, the Northern California section of the Electrochemical Society will be presenting Basics of Cleaning Processes for Integrated Circuit Manufacturing course at LAM Research in Fremont, California. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Looking for used and surplus metal finishing equipment? Then please visit our used and surplus directory. Posted on September 10th, K. Avinash Industries in India has a fully automatic zinc-nickel-chrome plating line for sale. It includes structure, two transporters, all process tanks, rectifiers, and filters. For more information on this ad, please click on plating equipment on the used and surplus directory index.
Thanks again, Kate. That wraps it up for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for our interview with Craig Jacobs of Zinex on environmentally friendly plating chemistries, including cyanide-free brass and bronze and nickel-free black finishes. Till next week, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.